Today's reading is from Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Jesus and Zacchaeus. He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be with the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." This is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray together. Merciful God, we are grateful to be here today. We celebrate your love for us and are filled with gratitude for the opportunity to express our love for you. Thank you for forgiveness again this morning. Thank you for song and worship. Thank you for your word. I pray that as we reflect on this passage, that you will bless it in our lives, that your Spirit will remove anything that might hinder us from hearing the message, and that you will now bless us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hello? Yeah, you've reached the Telephone Assistance Center of the IRS, Israel Revenue Service. My name is Zacchaeus, and how may I assist you today? Yes, that's right. Zacchaeus. The name means pure and innocent. I understand your laughter, ma'am. I really do. I know that most people don't think of IRS agents as pure and innocent. So where are you calling from? Ah, Jericho. Excellent. Great place. Lots of history. Occupied our ancestors when they crossed the Jordan River and entered the Promised Land. I live there too, you know. Yes. Yes, ma'am. I'm a Jew, just like you. No, I'm not a dirty, rotten Roman. Yes, you're right. I work for the Romans, but I'm still a Jew. The Romans took Jericho about 90 years ago without much resistance, if you remember. And I like what were we supposed to do against the most powerful army in the world? They can pretty much march in and take whatever they want. No. You're not listening. I'm not defending Rome. I'm reviewing history. General Mark Antony had an estate here, and he liked it so much that he gave it to Cleopatra. And after the two of them committed suicide, Augustus gave the estate to Herod, and here we are. No, ma'am, I was not a fan of Herod. I remember that he was so jealous of his brother-in-law that he had him drowned in a pool right here in Jericho. Ma'am, may I, you know, just put you on hold just for a moment? I don't know why, you know, I get so much criticism from my own people. I do my best to keep the Ten Commandments, and it's not like I murdered someone. Some people think that I steal, but tax collecting is kind of like a tricky business. I know for a fact that many of my neighbors have cheated on their taxes. And I think the reason I get so much criticism is that I am the chief tax collector, and that I'm very wealthy. I oversee all the tax collectors in this area, so I have a whole team of people who collect taxes, tolls, and tariffs from the Jews, from my people. Would they prefer to have a Roman collect taxes from them? I mean, the system is open to abuse, I know. And people like me are assumed to be dishonest. Most of all, we hate it because we're cooperating with Rome. But look, I have to make a living, you know, somehow. Ma'am, I'm back now. How can I help you? Yes, I can assist you with that. I'm good at numbers, and so I can calculate your taxes for you. When do you need this to be completed? Maybe never, you say? Why is that? I see. You don't think you'll have to pay taxes to Rome because Jesus has come. Yes. I've heard people calling him the son of David, and they hope that he will lead an army like a sort of new King David and drive the Romans out. But ma'am, I have to be honest. I think that's a bit of a stretch. I've seen the strength and the brutality of the Roman army. And Jesus and the Jewish army would not have a chance. No, ma'am, I'm not on the side of Rome. I'm just more interested in Jesus as a religious leader. He healed the servant of a Roman centurion, you know. He forgave a sinful woman. He healed a boy with a demon. And best of all, I hear that he is a friend of tax collectors and sinners. And that's exactly what I need. Yes, ma'am. Jesus is a friend of outcasts. I think that's good news. I hear what you're saying, but do you have just a minute? I'd like to tell you about what just happened to me. Yesterday, I looked out my window and I saw a crowd headed for town. And I was curious, so I joined them and asked the man what was going on. And he ignored me. Knowing who I was, instead he turned to a friend and said, "I hear that Jesus has just healed a blind beggar. Can you believe it? You know the guy I'm talking about? That disgusting beggar who always sits in the dirt outside of town? People are saying that he's now following Jesus into Jericho with a spring in his step." So, ma'am, I got excited when I heard this. Jesus had healed a man who was as reviled and despised as any tax collector. But as we approached the edge of town, my heart just kind of like sank. The sides of the road was packed with people, five deep. And I began to work my way along the edge of the crowd, but I couldn't see a thing, even when I hopped up and down. Although I may sound tall on the phone, I'm only 4 feet 11 inches, you know. You say that I don't sound tall on the phone? Okay. Anyway, I needed a plan. So I looked where Jesus would probably enter Jericho. I ran ahead and I climbed a sycamore tree with large, low branches, perfect for climbing. I knew people would laugh at me. As you know, It's undignified for a grown man to run. Running is for kids. And a man of importance will never climb a tree. It's humiliating. But I didn't care. I wanted to see Jesus. The crowd continued to swell, and I was glad that I had my vantage point in the tree. I could see over the heads of everyone along the road, even the men and the women who were looking up at me and laughing. I heard one of them say, "Look at Zacchaeus up in a tree. He may be rich, but he looks like an idiot." Yes, you're right. I probably did look like an idiot. Then Jesus and his entourage appeared. And I'd never seen Jesus before, but I immediately picked him out in the middle of his disciples. They were moving quickly with a sense of urgency. And the crowd parted like the Red Sea as they passed through town on their way to Jericho. And so listen to this. As Jesus reached the sycamore tree, he turned his head and he looked up straight into my eyes. I was so shocked that I almost lost my grip and fell out of the tree. And then he said, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." I tell you, I did not see that coming. The crowd was silent. People looked at Jesus and they looked at me back and forth, wondering what in the world he was doing. Why was Jesus talking to a tax collector, to someone with so little or no social standing? I scrambled down the tree, almost flipping upside down when my rope got caught in a branch, but somehow I managed to reach the ground safely. And I pushed myself through the crowd until I found Jesus. He was taller than I am, but not by much. I brushed a number of leaves off of my clothing and then threw open my arms to him, saying, "Welcome, 1,000 welcomes." I was so honored that the great Jesus wanted to stay with me. And the crowd was still stunned, but they were no longer silent. They knew that Jesus was breaking the code of purity by going to the house of an IRS agent. In addition, he was honoring a man who just humiliated himself by running and climbing a tree. And the people began to grumble and say, "This man, Zacchaeus, is a sinner, and Jesus is going home to eat with him? What a disgrace." Jesus said nothing, but just continued to look at me as though I were the only person in the crowd. I'd never seen such a loving gaze. And the silence was awkward, so I broke it by saying, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Because Jesus had honored me with his presence. And so I felt a need to make amends for my past wrongs. "Ma'am, I volunteered to pay people back fourfold." And Jesus said, "Today, you and your family have been saved. Because you're a true son of Abram. The Son of Man came to look for and to save people who are lost." And I certainly was lost. And Jesus had restored my good status by calling me a son of Abram. I felt isolated by my own people. And he had broken through my isolation by seeking me out. And I certainly needed to be saved. And he saved me. As long as I live, I'll never be able to do enough to pay him back. But I'm going to try each and every day. And that's why I want to help you, ma'am. I want to do your taxes right. "No, ma'am. I'm not trying to be a hero. Jesus is the hero because he reached out to me and he made me his friend. I was up a tree, remember? Literally up a tree. And he invited me down, but also figuratively with my isolation and my sins, and he saved me. And so wherever you are in your loneliness and isolation, he'll do the same for you. All you are, where can you find Jesus? Well, Jesus is just about everywhere. He will probably find you. Thing is, when you want to find Jesus, that's sort of the moment you'll find him. It's like what God said through one of the prophets. When you search for me, you will find me. If you seek me with all your heart, I will let you find me, says the Lord. And so all you have to do is take the risk of moving toward him. And he will call you his friend. I guarantee that you will be thankful that he breaks through your loneliness. And you'll want to spend the rest of your life wanting to make him proud that he knows you. So if this call has been helpful to you, please stay on the line for a short survey. This is Zacchaeus at the IRS. Do you ever feel like, you know, like you're up a tree with what's going on in your life? Or because in a way, we're all up a tree with our sins ever since that day in the garden when our spiritual ancestors went up a tree looking for something other than God. And so Jesus has come to invite us down. He has come to offer us a new life and to live lives that reflect the kind of healing and wholeness and salvation that his kingdom brings. Or maybe who do you know who's up a tree right now? A single mom who's overwhelmed with her job and raising the kids. Or the elderly person who's alone all the time. Maybe the guy at work who's struggling with some kind of an addiction. Or the kid who's been abandoned by his parents who have no interest in him. And maybe you can offer that person the kind of grace and love that Jesus has offered you. And they will come down from that tree as well. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, thank you for your love. Thank you for your Son Jesus who came to show us exactly how much you love us. Thank you that for Jesus, it was no problem to hang out with those people who were lost. Those people were considered to be sinners and outcasts. And so thank you for the story of Zacchaeus, who was curious about your son and how your son called him down from the tree and changed his life forever. And Lord, many times we're up a tree in many different ways. Thank you that Jesus calls us down, that he saves us and changes us and our lives. And so may we share and extend that same love and grace to other people who find themselves up in a tree. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.